United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, where the Oscars were once hosted for many years. At this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously to two charity organizations, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the Starlight Children's Foundation, with a check of $150,000 and $100,000, respectively. Face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil. On September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled True Renunciation in Florida, USA in February
1999. Renounce is not to renounce the body or to renounce the outer appearance, to renounce truly everything, including the renunciation of the appearance, the attachment for one way of practice or another way of practice. You understand? Like, okay, we have to be ascetic, we have to look haggard, we have to wear rag clothes in order so people know that we are practitioner, right? This idea we also have to renounce. Also, to renounce the idea that we wear anything so make it look weird so people know that we don't care, that we're really above attachment. That also we have to renounce. If we do everything naturally, then it's okay. But we do it in the attention to show off, then it's not okay. It's not the action, it's the intention. Understand? And the practitioner should be like very natural, you know? Whatever comes, comes. Whatever goes, goes. We try our best to do whatever there is to do in that situation. But if we cannot succeed, it's okay. Right? And that's truly renunciation. Sometimes we forget to let go, huh? Of the illusionary things. If we don't let go because we know there's nothing to let go, then it's okay. But if we still are very attached and cannot let go, then we know we're not okay. Because the more we cling to this outer world, the less we can go inside the inner world. And inner world is where really happiness begins. So you see, sometimes we wear this clothes, that clothes, we see this and that movies, and we feel like we have it. You know, we are happy for a while, but how long it lasts? It don't really mean much. It's not deep, right? And then you're back to misery again. It's only after we meditate and we go inside the world, even just for some moments we enter the kingdom of God, we feel like eternity. And we feel like we know everything. At that time, we're so satisfied. Actually, at that time, we can also choose to go away. But because we know our time is not up and we stay here, do something, run around, we still go there soon enough. No hurry, right? We also have to renounce the hurriness, the attachment to rushing things, right? Okay, we're born here and then we die. We come and then we go. No rush. Yeah? If we are practitioners, we already renounce all attachment. Why attach to the idea of going to heaven so quick? Right? So just be natural. It's just that you ask me if you can go to the fifth world or not, then I talk a lot like this. I tell you why, what, when, how, where. But if you can do it yourself, then I have nothing to say.
I'm a physician.
Yeah.
And it's more of a request that I've been trying to bring in the new paradigm in medicine. What that means is trying to bring in more of this, of spiritual principles, East-West medicine, but I'm finding so far there's a lot of obstacles. So just along with my effort and blessing power to please help bring that forward in the 21st century.
Huh. Good idea. Why because, don't you all help? Go good meditation.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's difficult.
It is.
Everything new is difficult.
Right.
Yeah, but somebody has to start, and you made a good beginning.
Right.
It's good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Engage anyone that you can think of, you know.
Right.
Or can help you. Anybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we rely too much on the outside. That's
too much.
The problem.
That's right.
It's okay also for temporarily, but the job of the physician is truly to remind each patient, also after he get cured of the disease, he should go back to the source of healing. Also, you know? Otherwise, just to rely on temporarily a relief sometimes, it's not always the answer. But it's all right also. Love is all right also. Because that's why the world's going on.
Right now, the American medical system is such that it doesn't necessarily allow these principles to come through, but there's more and more people who are trying to, through education,
yes,
trying to bring that in so as example, we can create this more.
Create what?
Create new types of clinics that can go around the country and around the world in blending spiritual principles with Western approaches, the best of both.
Ah, you open one, and we go there.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, it's very good. But you see, you need a lot of people who have the same idea with you, who are also willing to travel,
right,
who are also willing to be humiliated in the beginning,
right,
you know, who are willing to sacrifice for the principle that he believes, and for the sake of mankind. Yeah, it's difficult.
That's already happening.
But it might works.
Okay.
See, you saw the film called Patch Adams.
Right.
You know, he also one person, yeah?
Right.
He started, and then also he's recognized.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that many thousands of doctors are willing to go there and work for him free of
right.
church, instead of working in his own hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It happened. Well, at least you are satisfied that your ideas is, you know, is at work.
Right.
Yeah? And how much success, that depends on
yes.
God, depends on human affinity
right.
and the planet's luck.
Where we are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, start an illusionary clinic and
I
then
will.
We send some illusionary patient for you to take care.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thưa sư phụ, chồng con ở bên Việt Nam á, ổng đi tu lâu rồi.
Rồi sao?
Hôm đó y đi đọc kinh cho người ta, rồi y té rồi đứt gân máu, vô nhà thương bác sĩ chạy nói là sẽ chết, không có cứu ông được đâu. Cái một cái y gọi qua cho con gái, gọi qua con gái, cái gái nói với con mới nói lại, con nói lại, con gọi qua bển, con nói làm bộ giái sư phụ tôi đi. Rồi sư phụ tôi giúp cho. Một tuần lễ sau cái y gọi điện thoại qua, y nói y chống gậy đi được rồi. Bác sĩ lại hỏi, y nói là có bà tiên ở trên trời xuống giúp cho. Y nói vậy thôi.
Chứ
y
có trả tiền cho bà không?
Chứ y không có nói gì hết. Cái y gọi điện thoại, y nói với con, y cảm ơn con nhiều lắm. Con nói cảm ơn sư phụ tôi chứ đừng cảm ơn tôi.
Rồi ok, chấm dứt. Who else? Yeah.
Is there an easy way to stop the constant chatter in the brain when you meditate?
Just stop it. Stop chattering in the brain. That's what you should do. Just remember it, all right? Every time you forget, try to remember again. Yeah? Where you should concentrate, right? Take practice. And sometimes it's okay. After a while, you know, the chattering will calm down, clear out, and then you enter samadhi. You have to be patient, all right? Don't worry, if you're trying, it's worth it. Takes a long time, you know, we've been here since ages. We've been chattering for a long time now. Just a few hours, you know, it's not that easy to cut it off, yeah? That's why many people don't want to take any more information. Just try to meditate all the time, or as much as they can, so that they can clear it off. But most of us, we clear it off today and we take it back in tomorrow. That's why we have to do it every day again, just like we have to bath every day. We have to clean our clothes every day because it's collect dirt again. That's all, okay? Do it, clean it every day.
师父，我想知道就是我们修行进步和我们身体的变化有什么关系？
比方说？
因为我知道，我听人家说， 就是我们修行之后身体会越来越敏感。
敏感？
对。 是不是说我们修得越高， 我们离世界会越来越远呢？
有时候差不多。
那有的时候我一看师父好像能够跟我们大家很好的在一起， 我觉得不可以想象， 因为按照师父的等级， 我觉得应该是非常非常高。
你不知道我等级高不高呢？
我觉得很难想象， 因为可能师父有很大的忍耐力， 才能够忍受跟我们在一块。
是吗？ 讲过了， 没有人相信。 他们还认为我喜欢啊，穿红纱丽，喜欢穿衣服，喜欢那个金刚那些了，哎，还会认为呢，不会认为我耐心了。You say, when we practice a long time, our body also became sensitive. All of you know, right? Also, our mentality, our psychic feeling, our emotion, everything became more raw, more sensitive. So, is that true? I say, yes, yes. And he wonder how I still can interact with you. Yeah, like normal. I must have a lot of patience and endurance. So I say, yeah, I told you many times, but you don't believe me. And people still think that I enjoy it, you know, I like the diamond, I like this, like that, like clothes, like high heels and all that stuff. They still even think I love all this stuff and, you know, like attached to them even. attached to being with people, you know, or being in the spotlight or whatever it is, you know, people think it's funny. Yeah, because they don't understand. It's all illusion, right? We all know already, right? But because it's all illusion, so it doesn't matter whether I do or not do, right? You just do it if somebody else illusionary happy, it's okay. Yes, ma'am?
在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？在哪
活也很好吗？
啊，那时间久了，不是就等级就慢慢就下降了呀？
不会，因为我们有时候回去会被拉冷一点，偶尔才要看师傅。
Well, my friend and I, we were exploring around here and we saw the gym and they had like clothes for women and stuff. Well, I was wondering, when are you going to design clothes for kids and men and stuff?
Kids wear anything. Just be cool. Yeah, like your clothes is nice.
Thanks.
Well, just tell them to make it small size and it's children. Yeah, make some small size for kids. Yeah? You know, simple clothes. Whatever. No need to design.Huh? So many nice. I also buy it outside and wear it. I look cool. Buy outside cheaper even, huh? Some kind of designer clothes, very expensive. And you grow out of them so soon that your parents don't want to buy designer clothes for you. Yeah, but you can, yeah, it's, can make some simple clothes for kids, yeah?With a logo on it, and I love it. So we have many places, right? You can exercise, roll the boats, but with children and with watchful eyes, okay? Because I can't be anywhere physically. And those who like to meditate, they are a quiet place, yeah? And it's too cold to swim, so forget that. Okay, and I see you around. Love you. I hope you're comfortable in my first class hotel. Super class. We just finished it and then you use it. Can you believe it? Huh? How lucky you are. No, no problem. Yeah. Hey, this hotel is only for old people, huh? Old people and children for this time. So you have to bear with our primitive, humble place. But it just finished. It's really beautiful. I personally supervised it.Tell them to change the carpet, you know, bring the furniture out, paint it again, paint the wall, clean everything upside out, inside out. When you first came here, you can't believe it. It's very filthy, dirty, you know. It's a public place, you know, and so nobody really took care. So I just hope you enjoy. At least it's clean and new, and then, you know, very hygienic. So you keep it clean the way it was, okay? Like in your home. Hmm? Okay, enjoy and...Do what you feel like. Be happy.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples.Please tune in tomorrow for inspiring discussions between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news. May joy and laughter ever be present in your life.